Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we'll be learning Mishnayos Masechtos Tamid, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalid, and Hey. Our Mishnah now starts off with Mishnah Dalid. Starts off with talking about the next part of the service. We just finished speaking about the lottery for taking care of everything for the day, and now they would actually start to do the avoda. For the rest of the day. So, Misha Zacha B'Ketores Haya Notza Takaf. Person who was supposed to do the Ketores would go quickly and grab the ladle. Vakaf Doma L'Tarkov Gadol Shel Zahav. And the ladle is similar to a Tarkov vessel. A Tarkov vessel we explained before has Trey Ukav. It's a contraction of two words, Trey Ukav. That should be two and one Kav, so really have three Kavim. Gadol Shel Zahav. It was a large ladle made out of gold. Machzik Shlosha Kavim. As we said, it held three Kavim. Veha Bazik Haya Besocho Male Vigadush Ketores. And the spoon was inside of it, filled and heaped over with incense. And it would be filled up to show that we would have an overflowing and an abundance. And also it was placed inside this bigger vessel, so that if it would spill a little bit, it would be caught by this vessel, and then it would all could be offered together. The kisui haya lo, and the spoon had a cover to it. Ukimin mitu telas haya olav milmalan, and a kind of ring that was upon the cover from above. And the purpose of this cover was to make sure that nothing fell into the incense, and that it would be come spoiled and not longer be able to be used, or messed up and be able to be used on the mizbeach. Mishnah hey, misha zachu b'machte. The person who won the privilege of the shovel, which would be the shoveling out the coals. Natal machtas hakesef yela rosh hamizbeach. He would take the silver spoon and ascend to the top of the outer altar. Ufinas gechalim helach vehelach vech, and he would clear away the coals from this side, vechatoch, and then scrape and then scoop out from the inner coals. Yarach, he would descend the aron letoch l'shal zahav, and he would pour these coals into a shovel of gold. Nispazri menu kikav gecholim. About a kav of coals would become scattered from it. Vahaya mechabdan la'ama, and he would sweep them into the stream. Basically, he would take these scoops, and as he would be moving down with making these scoops, about a kav of gecholim of coals would be scattered down at the by the foot of mizbeach, and they wanted to be on the ground, and they wanted to make sure that, as the Rav points out, that nobody would, none of the kohanim who barefoot in the Beis Hamikdash would burn their feet on it. So therefore, they'd be pushed. Whatever was left on the floor would be pushed and swept into the stream that ran through the courtyard. U'b'Shabbes hayakofen aleihem b'sachter. But on Shabbos they would invert a copper pot on top of it. U'v'sachter haysakli gadol mechzekes laseich. The copper pot was a large vessel with holds a lesech, which is about 15 sa. Ushtei shasharz hayaba, and there were two chains on it. Achashu moshech bavi yored. One that chain that that the kohen would pull on it, and it would go down. Rachashu ochez bamil malan bishvil shalot his galgel. And one a kohen would hold on from above, so that the pot would not roll. Shtei dvarim haisa mishameshash, and there were three purposes that this big copper pot would fulfill. Kovin osa al gav gecholim, they would cover over the leftover coals. Val sheretz b'Shabbos, and on a sheretz on Shabbos, if a dead animal that is tummy that would die and be on the courtyard, they normally have to remove it, but they can't remove it because it would be muksa, and it wasn't part of the avoda, so therefore it wasn't something that could necessarily be done. Therefore, they'd have to cover it on Shabbos. Meridin ba esadesh and me'al gabi amizbeach, and they would also lower the excess ash that was on top of the mizbeach that wasn't part of the scaping, but of the extras, as we learned before, they were going to rake it into different places. To once he scooped out something, they'd rake it to the side, they push it into the spot and use this pot to lower it down off the top of the mizbeach.